As a receiver, we have the competitive edge that we can change the game at any point, at any time. You know, as a receiver, you want that. But you also want to know that you want a guy next to you helping you out, and then another guy helping you out, and then another guy helping you out, because then now the defense just can't key on one guy. So I've been blessed to be a part of a lot of receiving corps that are really tops in the leagues, going all the way back to my cousin and SJ, Nick Lewis, BJ Cunningham in Montreal, then coming here in 2017 when it's Vidal, Brandon Zylstra, Duke Williams, Bryant Mitchell, me, AD, D-Walt came back that next year until the following year in 18. We've always had a competitive receiving group here in Edmonton, always. So that's the one thing Brock told me when I first came back in 2016, actually, when I came back, 2017, when I came back from Winnipeg. He always said, he goes, Kenny, I want to have a deep receiving core. He goes, I want to have the best receiving core in the league. And he's kept his word, honestly, because when you look at our roster now, the defense can't key on one guy. Everyone has a capability. And also, you learn a lot from all those guys because everyone is good at a certain thing. So you just pick their brain and figure out, you know, how you can apply that to your game. So like I said, I've been blessed to have a Hall of Famer in each one of my receiver rooms I was able to learn from. And just this past training camp, it finally hit me like, man, I'm the old guy in the room. Like, like I'm old. So it's like, you got to pass down that knowledge to the young guys. I've always tried to grab a rookie and, you know, pass the knowledge that was passed down to me. I try to grab one each training camp, but now it's being like the voice, like, you know, I'm not just the guy that's production and, you know, going to follow the leader. Like I am the leader now. So it's amazing, man. I've been blessed to be a part of a lot of receiving corps, and not only be a part of a lot of receiving corps, but be productive in those receiving corps. So I've been super blessed.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.